You're listening to the April 2008 Gray Matters podcast from Software Quality Engineering. My name is Joey McAllister, and I'll be your host as we journey through the various areas of software development to find out what people like you are saying about work, the industry, and life in general. This podcast is sponsored by ThoughtWorks. Do your software projects slip because developers, testers, and business experts are not on the same page? Try Mingle, the project collaboration tool from ThoughtWorks, and provide a shared workspace for your entire team. Download a 30-day trial at www.thoughtworks.com/mingle. At last year's Agile Development Practices Conference, John Ingle led participants in a collaborative discussion called Open Space. In Open Space, people come together to formulate topic ideas, organize discussions, and conduct sessions, all within a relatively short amount of time. The end product is like an offline discussion board in real time, or a water cooler conversation from which you gain helpful information from someone you might not get to talk with if you never left your desk. John will be leading Open Space again at Storyist 2008. I began my interview with John by asking him to describe Open Space.
People often ask about Open Space and what makes it unique and everything. It's such a unique and simple concept, and it just comes down to making it possible for people who are involved in a meeting to propose subjects and questions that interest them, and then self-organize by breaking up into small groups according to those subjects. And it's been used for over 25 years in the form that we know is called open space technology. And it's being used in over 130 countries and at every type of organization, from community groups and place like Haiti to companies like IBM to governments and even Scottish Parliament.
What is the background to open space? You said it's 25 years in use. Where did that come from? Where did the idea come from?
There's a guy named Harrison Owen. Harrison Owen was trained as an Episcopal priest, actually, and he had also spent about 5 years in Western Africa with the Peace Corps. And over the years, he was just involved in a lot of organizing, a lot of bringing people together, from conferences to international gatherings. And one of the things that he observed when it was all said and done, that people in their evaluation forms often said that the thing that was most meaningful about the conference was the coffee breaks, the unstructured moments, the meals when people could come together and talk about the things that really interested them and connect with the people they wanted to connect to. So he thought, geez, all this time that goes into planning a conference and the sessions and to getting people in advance lined up, and then in the end often it doesn't even work or people can't show up, whatever, all this planning that goes into bringing people together. And what so many people say is what they like best was the unstructured moments. So how do we do a conference that captures some of the essence of what's happening at a good coffee break? And it's timely in terms of the way things are evolving with the internet and with the idea that so many different people have knowledge about different things, and things are changing so quickly that being able to respond to that change in real time and engage others who are interested on the same subject, it seems like it's an idea whose time has come.
Now, you led an open space session at the Agile Development Practices Conference. How did that go?
What I'm enjoying right now in working with SQE is being able to experiment with some different ideas, because open space, as I know it and as open space practitioners know it, the pure form of open space technology involves an entire group convening in a large circle, identifying the subjects they want to talk about, then self-organizing, breaking up into smaller groups, and then reconvening at the end of the day into that large circle. Now, with SQE, it just doesn't make sense, given what you're trying to accomplish, given the people coming together. So in December, we experimented with something that was probably a little bit too close, in my opinion, to the pure form of open space, where we did do an opening session and invited people to leave their lunch time early to come to this circle, and to hear the introduction and then to begin proposing subjects. And what happened was we just had a small group. We probably had maybe 25 people or so that came to the introduction of open space and proposed probably about a dozen subjects. But what was interesting was that during the course of the next couple of days, that people would come past the open space area on a regular basis to either look and see what the subjects were being proposed or to propose new subjects and to see what was happening. In some cases, the sessions that did happen, that were formally proposed, you could see that people were very engaged and they would go over the time allotted and they had flip charts and just groups of anywhere from 7 to 15 people. And then there were also informal conversations that would happen that would be close to the wall where all the subjects were being posted, that probably people came over just had a little extra time, come over to see what's on the agenda, see what people are thinking about, and next thing you know, they run into somebody else who's also a bit curious, and informal conversations happen there. So what we're trying to do with Star East is to really get away from the part of the open space when everybody has to come together for the introduction, and use things like the email in advance to people explaining what it is, the podcast, use an I'll be explaining it briefly before a keynote speaker so that hopefully people will have an idea how it works, and then they'll just come over and post subjects, and then others will come to see what's going on, and this way people can self-organize, but there's not the need to all come together at one particular time for the introduction.
We're really looking forward to seeing how it works out again at Star East this year. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Joey. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gray Matters podcast from Software Quality Engineering. We've put a series of links on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com that will lead you to more information about some of the topics discussed in this podcast. If you have any questions or comments about the Gray Matters podcast, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. Gray Matters is brought to you by Software Quality Engineering. Keep an eye on stickyminds.com for future podcasts.